Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Make miracles happen.
Thank you for my miracle.
Thank you so much.
With Miracles Day on 98.5.
Here on 98.5, it's Drive with Beck and Jazeel. Now, some very exciting news. This Thursday is 98.5's Miracles Day with CBM. It's a day for where $33 can get someone's sight restored who are living with cataracts in a developing country. Joining us to chat about it more is Alison Dean, the Director of Public Engagement at CBM. How are you, Alison?
Hey, Alison.
Very well. Hi, how are you both?
Doing well. Now, we know that you witnessed life-changing cataract surgeries for the first time back in 2019 when you first visited CBM's program in the Philippines and Nepal. Now, can you tell us, what was that experience like for you?
It was just incredible. It was really, I don't think I've had those conversations and felt the gravity until you actually meet and chat to people about the effect of cataracts on their lives. It's hard to imagine it, isn't it, really? To imagine yourself slowly becoming blind in some cases. And I met a man called Enrico, and just incredible man, really, really wanting to be, you know, part of his world, part of his family, really, you know, being a dad, seeing everything that comes with that. And he was just sitting there feeling like he couldn't do what he wanted to do for his family, and he knew that an operation, that 12-minute operation, could return his sight. And it's just to hear somebody talk about that and the simplicity of what we know is a really simple operation over here and very accessible in Australia, just to feel that sort of, or be connected to that sort of pain and suffering and discomfort and poverty was just huge.
It's funny you say that, how accessible it is here. My mum had her cataracts done a couple of months ago, and just thinking how easy and accessible it is was for her, and how in the developing world it's not as easy just to, you know, pop down and have all these specialists be able to help you out. Your mum also had the same thing about 20 years ago. What was it like for you and your mum at that time?
She did well. Equally, it was almost like she was nonplussed, you know. She would go in, get this surgery, come out. And I think her biggest problem in this whole operation was when she came out and she looked in the mirror and she said, "Oh, Ali, I look so old. Why didn't anybody tell me?" Because, of course, her cataracts weren't terrible. They were, you know, definitely fogging over and giving her that Vaseline lens. And, of course, she was much, much clearer without them. But, you know, it was so easy for her. It wasn't a big stressful operation or anything like that. But as you say, it's the accessibility. And we saw, what I was amazed at both in the Philippines and in Nepal, was to see how they got people into surgery. You know, we all know about what to do to get healthcare, whereas they were using old-fashioned megaphones to let people know that there was clinics being set up to test eyesight and hearing.
Wow.
You know, it's the way that even to get people in to know about these services, it's just so different from how we live here in Australia with such wealth around us comparatively.
And Big mentioned that your mum got the cataracts removed. Now, what was it like for you having to sit there, I'm guessing, for a while with her, not being able to have clear vision? What was it like for you? Did you have to help her? And then also relate that to your kids, because we know that you've got two kids. Imagine if it was the other way around and your kids had that surgery. What do you think that would do, or how do you think that would impact you and your family?
Oh, just hugely. You know, I think as a mum, you know, I would take that. They would be really scared about that, of course. But I think, you know, the kids having to do it, it's really hard. My little girl, Henrietta, had a burst eardrum and they had to remake her drum. And I remember taking her into hospital and I actually couldn't stay there. Patrick had to do that job because I was just so scared. I didn't want to be the one that was there when she went to sleep because she would see my fear. And so Patrick had to be the brave one with her. And you know, he was having to be brave, you know. It's a terrible thing to see your child go through surgery and to be frightened for what the other side might reveal.
Now, what would you say to encourage those who are thinking about giving a miracle this Thursday?
Oh, I think it's really interesting, isn't it? Because $33, it's not a lot of money for many of us. And when I was thinking about, well, what's $33? You know, it's a couple of yoga classes. It's a night. You know, it's a couple of meals. You know, when you look at what it is, it's actually not that much money, is it? So it is about having a look at what you can afford, and to think that that much money, that $33, that 12-minute operation, can give somebody sight-saving surgery that can not just impact their lives and their futures, but also that of their families and wider into the community. It really is transformational, and only $33. It's amazing.
I think that's the key as well. It's not just one person. It's the family. It's the community. For $33.
I know.
It's incredible. Alison Dean, the Director of the Public Engagement at CBM, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.